Good morning and greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, we're just garbage. According to Joe Biden, Trump supporters are garbage. Well, Joe is about to be thrown to the landfill of history here pretty quick. He's about to go bye-bye. White House, they try to spin Joe Biden's comment about Trump supporters being garbage. I know this is the news right now. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. There are other things we're kind of out of the spotlight right now. One of the things is I had to spin around and get an article. But anyhow, the Trump supporters are a pile of garbage. Boy, Joe just keeps doing it. Now, Joe and Kamala were holding events just within eyesight of each other. Kamala doesn't want Joe to be around. She didn't want to be. Doesn't want to see him. She doesn't want him around. She is distancing herself from him. So there's a lot of animosity and hatred between these two individuals. Bigly hatred. Okay. So anyhow, quote, Joe Biden, Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. Just the other day, a speaker at his rally, who was a comedian, called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters, Biden said. So once again, Joe, in his hateful rhetoric, and then he comes back and he says, earlier today I referred to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think of to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's what I meant to say. The comments at the rally don't reflect who we are as a nation. Too late, Joe. It's too late. You speak speak what's in your heart, the whole world gets to see it. Okay, so we have in the United States, we're seven days from now, we're going to hopefully know who's going to be the president of America, who was elected, hopefully. But then, if you have four or five states that can't seem to tally the numbers, there's a delay. This is their strategy right now, delay as long as possible. That's the plan, I think. Delay, delay, delay. Cactus and I were out the other day. We were thinking about, you know, who with the Republican Democrat Party. Within each party, you have globalists. You have individuals that have been placed in power, legally or illegally, and their view, excluding the Trump crowd, the Rhino Republicans, they want to rule the world. The Democrats want to rule the world. To rule the world, they need the country. They need America. The Rhinos are the third party. They're the independent party, really. So you have Republicans, Democrats, and then the independents who are having to use the Republican platform. But make no mistake, the Republicans and the Democrats together, the Rhinos, like the Cheneys, Cheneys were never Republican. They're not Democrat. They're globalists. Liz Cheney. All the Cheneys. Dick is a, they're globalists. And they're in the Republican Party. They're in the Democrat Party. America cannot, these two parties are attempting to assure, to make it impossible to allow any other nation to threaten our empire. And these two parties are working together to continue to continue the New World Order of the West, to continue our stranglehold on the world. And if Trump wins, well, nothing's going to change, most likely, because the Republicans will work with the Democrats. The Rhinos will work with the Democrat Party to keep Trump out of power. They're doing it right now. I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm trying to collect my thoughts here because I might say something to shock you. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit PumpkinCreekRanchCo.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Okay, returning. This week, quite a bit of anxiety throughout the country on both sides. Kamala Harris is losing ground with not just the, well, she's the Democrat Party, the Democrat voters. They are in a panic. They realize that Donald Trump, the momentum that he has, he's getting stronger. With Joe Biden coming out and making this comment about the Trump supporters being garbage, doesn't help her. She doesn't need Joe's help. She's imploding on her own, but Joe isn't helping either. The Democrat voters are very concerned. You know, there is all the attention and the talk of riots, mayhem, destruction. If Trump is elected, and most likely that is true, with the Kamala, the support that she is getting from the wealthy, the individuals who hold the power, the big money players, I'll put it that way. The federal election cycle, I'm trying to I didn't write down this report. I think it is, yes, it is TASS News Agency, Sputnik News, I think it is, out of Russia. They're paying attention. They're watching what's happening. As the federal election cycle races toward becoming the most expensive in U.S. history, Harris, Trump are being backed by staggering sums. How do financial forces and interests stack up between the two? 50 mega donors. And these donors, as I mentioned them, keep this in mind. These donors are trying to, are investing in the New World Order, the government controlling the world, American dominance. And if we as a nation lose dominance internationally, it will affect these individuals and their finances, because without the United States, they won't be able to continue making the, generating the great wealth and power. So these 50 mega donors collected $2.5 billion into these political committees. Both Democrats and Republicans, and I'm talking about Rhino Republicans. The Washington Post says these individual mega donors have played an outsized role in this election. What the donors expect in return is influence. Jim Rogers, who is a renowned investor, claimed, or chairman of Beeland Interests and co-founder of Quantum Fund, told Sputnik, quote, if they need something or they think they need something from the government, they think that they will be able to contact the government, contact someone and get what they need. If you pay a lot of money, you expect to get something in return. This is the game. End of quote. Billionaires Bill Gates and Mike Bloomberg, individually, $50 million each to support Kamala Harris. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has given $75 million to PACs supporting Trump. If Trump wins, he will continue to scuttle the plans of the New World Order. That's why they want him out. Harris is leading Trump, according to this article, by over a 2-to-1 in terms of fundraising and spending. 2-to-1. Billions, I think. So these 50 mega donors have poured in $2.5 billion. Now, in 1988 to the present, the emergence of unregulated globalism has created an opportunity for investors to really not just curry favor with big governments, but to basically pick and choose leaders and key officials in these governments, either to protect themselves from prosecution or to put themselves in a position where they can reap large financial rewards off their government connections. This is Wall Street analyst Charles Ortel. Referring to the Biden and Clinton families, their suspected influence peddling schemes, that it's relatively cheap to spend $20 million to $100 million, even $250 million toward a politician, if the politician in turn can help a company turn $2 trillion into $4 trillion. This election is about American world hegemony, because we're being threatened by Russia, China, and the three nations in the BRICS Five. America's being threatened. Kamala Harris has raised $1 billion since July, when she was endorsed by George and Alex Soros. One of the biggest games, quote, this is, well, let me back up. We have to bring Barry Satoro into the equation, because Barry has been involved behind the scenes soliciting finances from donors while he was president, and even during the Trump administration. Enemies of Trump, Barry's kept he's stayed in contact with them. Now, let's see here. BlackRock co-founder Ralph Schlosstein and Evercore founder Roger Altman are also involved in the big money. J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon also expressed his full support for Kamala in private, according to the New York Times. BlackRock, the world's largest manager, has long played a substantial role in Democratic administrations, the company's employees serving in the U.S. government under both Barry Satoro and Joe Biden. One of the biggest games and easy money games in America and in the West right now is promising this unregulated globalism, where there is no power strong enough to obstruct a multinational company or investors or multinational companies from profiting off of their lies to these various government actors. And the multinational corporations are in the Bible. They're in Revelation chapter 17. There is a picture that is being presented of a woman, a harlot, a prostitute, and this woman, very powerful, and she's being carried by the beast, by the coming Antichrist. The coming Antichrist carries her. He is carrying the beast upon his shoulders, and the beast, this woman, are the, in my view, I believe they are the corporations that actually control America through families. IBM, Microsoft, the oil companies, manufacturing companies that manufacture all of your cereals, your diet, your drinks, your soft drinks, the beer, these companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and basically all the mega corporations. Through the corporations, yes, America has influence internationally over the world. We can sanction nations financially. We can assassinate their leaders. We can send in our armies. And the ones who really behind everything are the corporations. We decide we want to mine or we want to drill for oil in Brazil. The corporations have behind them the U.S. military, the leaders of the country to strike up deals with the leaders of the nations in South America or wherever. These corporations, the main family that has its finger or hands in all corporations that are major corporations, one family, the Rockefeller family. Pharmaceuticals, absolutely oil, drilling, military, not just, I mean, stock in Boeing, stock in Martin Marietta, Raytheon, in every corporation that offers something to the world. The woman in Revelation 17, a harlot, and the nations of the world are willing to commit fornication or agreements with these corporations. It's like she's a prostitute and they're willing to pay to be part of, attached to the governor, the presidents of the nations in Africa are willing to sell the souls and the health and the welfare of their people in their countries to multinational corporations, whether it be gold, whether it be mining, whether it be gems, whether it be oil, whatever. They're willing to prostitute themselves out to the America's corporations at the expense of the people of their countries. It's been that way, especially in the last 100 years. What did Hitler do? He did the same thing with American corporations. Who suffered for it? The German people. The people in Europe. The corporations, the harlot, these corporations are the harlot. And it says that the beast carries these corporations and eventually becomes weary. And what does he do? To destroy America, you destroy the corporations. You can't destroy America in a sense. The government, yeah. But eventually, when America's destroyed, the corporations are what is going to... The end of the corporations is the end of the United States. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site, both hours. Weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program airs once again on AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360 AM radio. Now, the mysteries in the book of Revelation that have been hidden, sealed for 2,000 years are no longer sealed. God wants to know the people of the world, wants the people of the world to know what will happen in the time in which we live and the secrets, the mysteries. One of the mysteries is chapter 17. It's about a great prostitute and the beast. Two the focus is two things. The woman, a prostitute, and the president of that nation. Nation is the United States. Verse 17, I'm sorry, Revelation 17, I'll give you a better description. One of the seven angels who had seven bowls came to me and said, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who was seated on many waters." So how can this prostitute be seated on many waters? The nations, how can it be seated on the in the nations of the world? Because it's restricted to a locality. A nation, a landmass called the United States. But how is it going to sit upon many waters? It will be through corporations. Through America, we have corporations internationally. In almost every country, we have oil interests internationally. All the major oil companies have oil fields here or there. Mining companies, mining for everything that is needed, from lead to gold, lithium. It's the corporations. This is the way I believe that Christ is presenting to the people of our time. How is this woman, this harlot, how does she control, how does she rule internationally? "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who was seated on many waters, with who the leaders and the kings and the presidents and the prime ministers of the earth have committed sexual immorality with her. Filth and lewd deeds," and implying also the people of the nations that are committing this immorality with her are the victims. They're the ones who suffer. "With whom the kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality, and with the wine of whose sexual immorality the dwellers of the earth have become drunk." What the United States offer as a culture affects the whole world. That's why the people of the world want to come here. Verse 3, "He carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast that was full of blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns." This woman at the end, everything that happens is blasphemy toward God. Blasphemous. The names are blasphemy, they're blasphemy. They are vulgar, worse than vulgar. And this woman has seven heads, 10 horns. And this woman is arrayed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and jewels and pearls, and holding in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the impurities of her sexual immorality. And I can't get into all the meanings here. But she has great power, great authority, and great hatred of God. And a cup. And it does say in the Old Testament that at one time America was a cup, a golden cup in the hand of the Lord. Now we are, it's no longer a cup being held by God with a gold, with blessings for the world. But now we have everything abominable that's in that cup, and it's spilling out. And it is affecting this culture. It's affecting the people of the world. The filth, the immorality, the lewdness, no shame, out in the open. evil with no conscience. This country is not America that of 20 years ago. It's a new beast. It's a new creature. And these corporations, if you start taking away, if you start destroying the culture, the corporations in this country, let's say you eliminate Martin Marietta, you eliminate IBM, the oil companies, this country will cease to exist. It's the corporations that make America great. The people, we do make America great, but it's the corporations that have the tentacles that go out, stretch, and have a way of influencing, if not controlling, every nation in this world in one way or the other. And not in a positive way. Just in evil. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Very difficult to explain what's happening here, but I'll try.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Thank you.
Truly, there is a revolution in the air. The globalists are doing everything they can to retain power, and they will. Let's assume that the most powerful family in this country are the Rockefeller family, is the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller interests, the foundation. The foundations, when you get right down to it, yes, the corporations have the great influence, but the foundations are what control everything. And let's say that the Rockefellers have owned this country for over 110 years. And let's say that they're being threatened. And presently, in their camp, they have a dilemma. They have Kamala. They have Joe, who they have controlled, assuming that they are the ones that rule this nation. They've had the Clintons. They've had Carter, both Bushes, Reagan to a small degree through the Bush vice presidency, George Sr., let's say Obama. And now they have an individual who came out of nowhere, Donald Trump, was able to interfere with their plans during his 16 to 20 time in office, or 17 to 21. And let's say that right now they're having, the dilemma is Joe, they know, is too old. Kamala is not, you know, like, who was it that stated she has the IQ of a fence post? Oh, Mel Gibson. And then you have, they know presently that Trump or Kamala, either one is a disaster. And they don't know really what to do. But they do have a card up the sleeve, Barack Obama. But in a sense, the Rockefellers don't want Obama. And Bill and Hillary are Rockefeller children, and they'll do whatever they have to do to retain power for the family. But they maybe don't want Barack, because Barack is a threat. And Barack is a big threat. He is a threat to the Rockefeller dynasty. Donald Trump destroyed the political dynasty of the Clintons. But now they have Barack Obama. He's going to be the obstacle. Because if Barack does take power, I'm going to tell you right now, according to Revelation chapter 17, it says that the beast carries the woman. The beast carries the system, the controlling system of the ruling families of the United States through corporations, through foundations. And the beast really is not interested in just ruling the United States. The beast wants not, he doesn't want a family to rule the world. He wants to rule the world. He wants to be the one to be worshipped, to be idolized, to hold the power of a coming. It wouldn't be a new world order. It would be a beast new world order, a beast order, the order of the beast, using the United States for that, for the purpose of being the world leader, the world ruler, not a family, an individual. And this is a concern to the Rockefellers. It's a concern to all of the corporations, because Barry doesn't care about corporations. He only wants power through using corporations, but he wants to be the king of the world. He wants to be the ruler of the world. It's in his nature. He's arrogant. There's no other individual as arrogant, as narcissistic. No person ever born is as narcissistic as Barack Obama. But he is very, very cunning. He hides it in a kind of a, with his mannerisms, he appears to be non-threatening. Oh, be threatened. You know, a lion laying in the grass may not be threatening, but you better be alarmed, because that lion can be on his feet and coming at you, be on his arise, and in a split second is upon you. We're in the end of the world. God is not going to hide anything any longer. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Podcasts for both hours, 1360khnc.com. So this ruling family, assuming that they are the, and they have as a family, the Rockefellers have owned America for over 110 years, And they their objective was to own the world, total world hegemony. And they have a problem right now. They can't have Trump return, so they must keep him out of power. They can't allow Kamala. She's an idiot. She's has the IQ, according to Mel Gibson, of a fence post. Her own party, they realize that she is inept. She is unintelligent. She is, what was the word some friends told me last night? She's cunning. She's evil. And then this family, they don't want Trump. They can't have Trump. They can't have Kamala because they have to control Kamala like they had to control Joe Biden. And it's too much trouble. Every day, somebody's saying the wrong thing. Laughing too much. But then they have another problem. The Democrat people, the voters, they want Barry back. Barry's their man. Always has been, always will be. They would like to see him return. But how are they going to be able to do that? That's the billion-dollar question. How can they, and what, in what manner, what would be the way in which he could return and run this country once again? He's going to do it. He's going to be back. He's already on his way back. Every time you see him in the news, he is the candidate. He is presenting himself as the president of the people, at least. His own children, birds of a feather, flock together. And the people that are his followers are just like Barry. Cannot be trusted. So the Rockefeller, the power structure in America, the corporations, they don't know if they want Trump. They're in a conundrum also. But once Barry resumes power, these corporations will give him a hard time, because they're the ones, they're going to try to prove to him that they are the ones that really rule America, not the president. We'll be back in hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com for both hours.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC